The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call The Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, before we get to the call here, we got Roger on the phone. It is up. It is live. It is the first episode. Joe, drive-through diva, waiting for your viewing pleasure right now. Check it out. Both social pages or 93.7theriver.com. It is amazing, and after 30, 40 minutes goes by or so, we'll play the audio back, because it is radio-friendly. We're going to play it here on the radio.
Wow.
Then you can run, don't walk, to see the video match the audio at 93.7theriver.com. Roger, good morning. What's up?
Hey, I was just calling to see what the odds makers in Vegas have the guy winning the Harley that won the Wave Runner.
Right now, what they have that stacked at is 5-1 odds. Yes, DJ Castle. DJ Castle, this is pretty cool. To get everyone up to speed, your chance to get qualified for the Harley coming up in about 45 minutes. Friday, DJ got qualified. DJ's the guy that won Wave Runner Summer, and enough time had gone by so he could legally enter this contest. He was qualified on Friday, and we talked quite a bit about it. The guy's a winner.
Yeah, he's a handful for you guys out there in competition with him.
Yeah.
He's ready.
His odds are pretty good, but I honestly, Roger, I've not checked the Vegas odds.
I didn't figure you had. I thought cool that he qualified, because I've been trying since it started.
So, do the people out there, do they kind of want to see him get it?
Ooh, not if they've been qualified, they don't.
Well, I know, but everyone thinks, oh, you know, radio contests, they're all rigged. My odds are like 1 in a billion. These contests are fake. And now I never win anything, man. I can't even call up to get those free McDonald's McFlurry tickets, you know, when they do caller 93, man. I don't get nothing. There's people out there that think that way. And I think that even though they're qualified, they might be championing this guy on, because he already won the Wave Runner.
Well, there could be something to that.
I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
If this guy could sweep and take the Harley 48 and the Wave Runner, how kick-ass is that guy's garage?
I just want to see him get something installed on it so he could pull the watercraft with the Harley.
Yeah. Did you catch that, Roger, last week? Joe said he should get a trailer for the Harley to take his Wave Runner down to Folsom or up to the river. That would be cool.
Oh, Joe. We're...
So, yeah, I don't know what the odds are, but he's a competitor. He's a tough competitor. As Joe likes to say, he's got a lot of those winning weapons. So he might be able to bring this thing home and put it next to the Wave Runner. And I think that'd be pretty cool. I've never worked anywhere where someone has won two huge station contests or big promotions or large ticket items.
I've never even heard of it.
I know. I can't even believe the guy got qualified. So, Roger, you're not qualified?
Not yet.
Oh, well, you're not trying hard enough.
You got 2 weeks left, bro. There's still a little bit of time for you, man.
Yeah, so let's do the math on this, Roger. We got 4 chances today, 5 days. That means 40 people. A total of 40 people. We have 40 different chances for you to be caller 93. After that, we're done, and someone's going to write off on this thing. So can you be one of the 40?
That's still a lot of people left, though.
It is.
It really is.
So be here in the 8 o'clock hour, caller 93, 10 o'clock hour, 2 o'clock, and 5 o'clock.